Vayter in Shas. Rimba Vabasad of Kuf Membeis, picking up on Kuf Membeis, six lines down, Amar of Shesis. But we're going to go back to three lines down, second word, De Amar Rav Nachman. Hamazakel Ober Lokana, if someone goes and want to give over something, be Mazaka to Ober, fetus, Lokana, it doesn't work. Lekishatelid, but if he says that the fetus should get it when the mother gives birth, then it will work. For Avhuna Amar, Aflekishatelid Lokana, even when the person uses the lotion of when they give birth, it was not going to work either. Rav Shesis Amar Echazev Echazek, Kana. He says, nope, both of them work. Whether or not you use one lotion or the other lotion, it works. Amar Rav Shesis, but no, Midalo, where do I know this from? Detanya, we're looking at a braisa. Ger Shemeiso, Bizwazu Yiso Nechasav. Let's say you have a ger who dies. And this is a ger we know is a Ketinuk Shanola dummy. Says Rishbam, Ubizbazu is Hechziku, Kol Ish Veish Ma Shematza Bazazu Ishlo. That this person goes, and if they're ger, he dies, and Yidden come and they take his stuff because he has no children, he has no relatives. It's like a brand new existence over here. Vishamu sheyesh lo bein o shahisa ishto beber. So then we find out later that what is it, he has a son, huh? Or his wife is pregnant. Chayav nachse then or chayav to go and return it. Says Rishbam, kiven de ishto meuber, since his wife is pregnant, uber yorish havi, he's a yorish. Alma hamazake lo uber kana. Must be that there is some sort of connection to this baby. Therefore, it is kana. Back to the Gemara, Hechzir Akol, Vachach Shamu Shemiz Beno. Let's say they return everything after to find out that the son died, Osha Pilishto, the wife had the miscarriage, Hechzika Beshnia Kana. Then the one who grabbed it second, there Kona, Roshono Lokana, the first one who got it, is not Kona. Vis Hakadai Techobe Lokana, if you want to say it, but it's not Kona, Lama Lulach Zuka Beshnia, then why does it have to be that the second one has to grab it? Hechzika Luchad Zimna. Right, they already took it the first time, so it must be that they actually are kone. Amar Abaye, Yerusha Abaye Me'aleh Shani. Don't try to bring me right for that example. That's called the Yerusha Abaye Me'aleh, Yerusha inheritance that comes on its own. That case is different, right? And we saw that earlier also in daf, yesterday's daf, that even if we would say that a fetus can be Yerush, that's not a raya that he can acquire. Yerusha is one thing, but he can acquire something that has to be given over to him. Therefore, you don't have a raya from this braisa. Rava gives another answer, but at the end of the day, they come out with the same result, seemingly. Rava Mershani Hasam, Derapoy Mirapion Biadayu Beikara. Over there, it's different, the case of the ger, because at the first time when number one came and he took it, it was not clear when the person took it. He didn't take it with a real taking. Says Rashbam, the Olam Emelecha, Loshna Hamzaka Leuber, Loshna Yerusha Habo Meleh. There's no difference. Lokana Klal, it doesn't work. Vishani Hasam, it's different. Gabe Machzik Barishona, when the first one goes and he grabs it, Hai the Lokana, the reason why he's with Kona is Lamisham Oberhu. That's not the reason. Ta ain't Ober Yorish, they're not Yorish. Ela Meikara Kishach Ziku, Apoy Mirapium Dai. When they first took it, it was a very weak type of taking. Kishamesa Ger, Obizu was in the Chasa. When they went and they took it, Vichziku, Lonis Kavala Hachzik Gagamri. It wasn't like a full on. It was like they're taking it and looking around like, do I really get this? Do I not get this? The Hamasafkalu is Masupuk, Im Yeshlo. Yorshim and Lav. He's not sure if he has Yorshim or not. So he kind of takes it, and the chance that maybe not. Found that afterwards, maybe the baby's going to come to life. At least he did it again. Acher Misa Saban, Va'uber. So back on the Gemara, that's Rava's pshat. So that's the Gemara. Maybe now, what's the difference? Manav Shachabai or Rava, it's not going to work. So what does make a difference? Whether it's because you say that a Ober is Kona, or because you say it was like a weak type of taking. The difference between these cases is where the person who grabbed it heard that the baby died, but really the baby didn't die when they actually took it, but only afterwards the baby ended up dying. So in such a massive, the people who came and they took it, they were under the impression that there were no Yorshim. So they took it with full-on strength. And although they find that afterwards that they were wrong, and the baby was alive when they took it, the bottom line is they took it with a real taking. So therefore, if the baby does die, Rava would say that their first Kenyan is a Kenyan, right? Because it comes out that it was done with someone who dies without Yarshim. Therefore it works. But according to Abaye, he says that the baby does inherit, right, the Ober's Kona, then the fact that there's something there at the original taking is going to knock it all out. I don't care whether you took it with this strength of I'm taking it or not. So therefore, if other people took that stuff after the baby died, then it would be they would be the ones who actually go and acquire it. Okay, Toshima, Frak de Gemuro. We're going to try to knock out Rav Sheshis right now. He's the one who said, Echadzev, Echadzev, I don't care what the case is, the baby is going to acquire, is able to go into acquire. And we're trying to knock that out. Toshima, Tinok ben Yom Echad Nochel Manchil. A baby that's one day old can inherit and give over. What is the mashmos? Ben Yom Echad in Uber Lo. That's a Mishnah which is found. The Nida, we didn't speak at the whole thing, but it's bringing out the point that we need to see there. It says the Gemara, no. Ha'amar of Shesh says, Nochel ben Nichsea Aim Lahanchil Achin Min Ha'av. Vidafka Ben Yom Echad Aval Uber Lo. And then my time, why that is, give me 1 second on that. So if Shesha said that the Mishnah there is talking about that the baby is going to inherit the property of his mother in order to give it over to the Hanchil Achim Minav, to give it over to the brothers from his father. Vidavka, but this is only true if it's at least a day old. But if it's an Uber, then Vidavka Ben Yom Echad, Aval Uber Lo. My time, why is it? Why is that the case? That it wouldn't be an ober. Beep, turn the page, kuf base, base, one base. The humai is bereisha, because when the pregnant woman dies, how does it work? The fetus dies before. Veina ben yorish is ima bekever. And the din is that a son doesn't inherit his mother after he's already in the grave. Lahan chel achim and av, in order to give over that Yerusha to his brothers from his father. If it were to be that when the mother dies and the baby's in the tummy, that he dies second, then that would be that she died, he inherits it, then he dies, and then it's given over to his brothers from his father, because right, that's how it goes. They're yorish him. But even though they have no shekels to the woman, because it's brothers from another mother, right? Same father, different mother, still they're yorish him. And therefore, if he dies first, then Shkayach, like, he doesn't get it. Then she dies. So that's the reason why. So, Al-Khalachim. Factory Gemara, Lamehmer, to whom I spesha? Is that really true? You want to tell me that the Uber dies before the mother? Valhava Ubra Ufarkis Tlasa Pirkuse. But we have a situation where the pregnant mother died, and then after that, the baby was in a state of Mifarcheses, right? It was like a seizing, it was jumping all over the place, and it did it 3 times. So clearly it shows that the baby was still alive, even if the mother was alive, died. So therefore the baby should have inherited it, and then it goes to the baby's paternal brothers. Amar by Ravashi, midi dahavi aznav haltash mefachasas. No, the fact that the baby's moving all over the place and shaking, it's just like the tail of a lizard, which also shakes like crazy. If you're going to cut off the tail of a lizard, it says there is Rashbam, shemefachasas achashin is shechatchua min halta. Even though you cut the tail of the lizard, it starts to shake and jump all over the place, but don't think that means that it's actually alive. So the baby was actually dead beforehand. Mar Bereder of Yosef, Mishnah of Amar, he gives another answer. We can explain that Mishnah Nido seems to be saying that only when the baby's alive and not when it's an Uber, even though we just gave one answer, he gives another answer. Lomer Shememait Bechilik Bechora. The Mishnah is telling us that he reduces the portion of the firstborn, right? But the fact that it says Yorish Umanchil, it's saying that the one-day-old baby is going to be Yorish, inherits from the father, and then gives over that which he inherits to the brothers if he would die. We say, well, what difference does it make whether the brothers inherit the babies from him or directly from the father? He's saying the difference is in regards to the firstborn, or to the Bechor, to the portion of the firstborn. Right, so the case would be, let's say you have Yaakov died, and he leaves his stuff, which is worth 12 mana, to his son Reuven, who was the firstborn. Shimon and one-day-old Levi, who dies later that same day. Right, so that's who he leaves it over to. He leaves it to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven to Bechor, Shimon is a regular brother, and Levi is one-day-old, and then he dies that day. So if the one-day-old Levi doesn't Yorish Umanchil, but his brothers instead, they're Yorish, his thing straight from Yaakov, then Yaakov's 12 mana estate is split into three. Reuven gets two, Shimon and Shimon's portion. Reuven gets 8 mana, right? Because 12 divided by 3 is 4, times 2, and Shimon, he gets 4. However, now that Levi inherits his Yorish Umanchil, Yaakov is divided into 4, right? Reuven gets his 2 portions, Shimon gets, and Levi gets. So Reuven gets 6, 12 divided by 4 is 3, times two is six because he's a Bechor. Shimon and Levi each get three. So when Levi dies, his three are inherited by Reuven and Shimon, with each of them getting 1.5 mana. So Reuven ends up with 7.5 mana instead of 8, and Shimon gets 4.5 instead of 4. Since Reuven gets the double inheritance only from his father's stuff, right, not from the mother, he doesn't get a double portion in Levi's three manas because he's getting it from Levi and not from his father. So it comes out that the one-day-old Levi will reduce Reuven's extra thing from 4 to 3.5, back in the Gemara. V'dafka ben yom echad aval uber lo. This is only true if it's a yom echad, but not if it's uber, not if it's a baby, even if the baby would be yerish. My time, what's the reason why it wouldn't apply to a baby? V'yoldu lo, Amar Rechmano. The pasuk says, v'yoldu lo. And this is talking about when he gets a double portion, that he gets, it means only once he's alive. I'll remember if Yosef if a son is born after the death of the father, so the father dies and then his wife gives birth, that's not going to reduce the portion of the firstborn. My time, it has to be, and they were born, but they weren't in this case, and therefore it doesn't impact them. Okay. Besura Masayach Surah, they taught this statement of my brother of Yosef a little differently, but I'm sorry, that's how they teach it, the way we just said it. But Pupadisa Masihacha, they say as follows. The Bechor that's born after the death of the father doesn't take pi shnayim. My time of why? Yakir Amar Echmana. The Pasuk says the Lashon of Yakir, that is Kiyas Abachor Ben Asnur Yakir, is to be recognized. You'll recognize the Halas of the Yakir, and the father who dies before he's born doesn't have the that Lashon of Yakir. Now, the Hilchasa Bechol Han Kekol Hani Lishnei, the Amar Marbar Rabbi Yosef. The halacha comes out with all of these different versions of Rav Yosef said in the name of Rava, that a firstborn, the Bechor, after the father's death, doesn't take a double inheritance, that's the second one we just said, and he doesn't take an ordinary son that's born after his father's death, is not going to reduce the firstborn's Yerusha of what he is meant to be getting. Okay, let's talk more about babies that are in utero. I'm a Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a Zakel Uber Lokana. Someone goes and gives over his possessions to Uber to the fetus, is not going to work. Vim Tomer Mishnah Seinu. If you want to say, what about a Mishnah which seems to be saying that is the case? It seems to say a fetus is able to acquire Hol V'Daito Shel Adam Kroveitz Obuno. The answer is that because a person's thoughts are close to his son, right? The reason why somebody can't give over to someone that doesn't exist is because it's not a full-on giving. But let's say the one who's not here is the son, so that love will cause the ability to complete giving over there. Azag zokti rashbam. V'gamru makna b'chol liba v'lo uber acher, but if it's someone else's uber, lokan, it doesn't work. Amar li Shmuel l'Rav Chana b'gadata. Shmuel said to this is great. This great sage, Rishbam says, Demin Baghdad, Irshan Oledba. It's from Baghdad, where he was born. Uvekisve Rav Shriri Hinis Keres. Okay, that's where it's mentioned. So he says, Puk Icy Lee Bey Asar, go and bring me 10 people. And I'm going to say in front of them that someone who gives over to a baby, to a fetus, it does work. And the reason why I'm saying I want to get all these people here, says Rashbam, the Farsune Milsa, so I could publicize this idea. Lokana. Nice try, Baghdadian. If someone tries to do it, it doesn't work. Story time. There was a guy who says to his wife, my stuff is going to be given to my sons that I have from you. Right? And we're talking about the case that she's not even pregnant when he says that at the time. Says respond, doesn't work. You'll say, oh, he's so close to his son because she's not even pregnant. Right? So when it says these sons were not, they weren't born, they weren't even, she wasn't even pregnant. His older son showed up over here, says Rishbam, Mishto Bishona, from another wife. Amalea, who gavra might have LA. He says, well, what's going to be with this guy? In other words, meaning himself. You're giving over to somebody else, to all my half brothers. Amalea, Zil Kenei Kechad Mibra. He said to him, go and acquire part of my thing, like one of the sons. that I'm going to have from my other wife. In other words, he said, okay, there's a good claim over here. And rent, I'm going to give you a little, you know, piece of the pie also, equal to that which I gave to the ones that are going to come from the other wife. The other ones, of course, it doesn't work because they weren't yet born or even pregnant at the time. The question that arises now is, does this son now from that first wife, does he now take a portion in the matana that's given, or whatever is coming to him, and the other sons who are going to come from the second wife, even though we know they're not going to get anything anyway? Or does he not have a portion in, together with those sons who are going to come later on? What that means is as follows. Clearly, the sons from the second wife, they're not getting anything from this first statement of here, because, you know, that's the halacha, it doesn't work. But do we say that ki'ilu they exist, and therefore we split it amongst them equally, that this first wife's son, you know, is going to get along with the second wife's kids? We split it up. Let's say there's four kids. He gets a quarter of that. And then afterwards, if she has the three kids, then we split it up again after the fact, and he gets a quarter of that also, in which case he's getting more. Or do we say, no, the first thing is totally null and void, and he doesn't get it? Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Miyasha, Meisha, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Da'ami, Islu Chulik, L'Talia, B'mkom, B'naya. They say, yep, he does get with that first one. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak, Da'afcha, Da'ami, Les Chulik, L'Talia, B'mkom, B'naya. You know, that whole thing is null and void. Amalei, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Avo, who's part of the second group, he says they're one of the first groups. You're saying he does. I'm saying he doesn't. He says, Hilchasak of a son and Chulik of a son. As Elcha like you, I'm sorry, Kav a son, is it like us that he doesn't get? Or is it like you that he does? Amalei, Pshita, Hilchasak of a son. It's Pashat that it's Elcha's like you. Like us, the kashishna minaychu, because we're older than you. The dar the kiyatun, because you guys are young, right? Nice, it's a, you know, it's a nice try, and you know, thank you for joining us. But lemaisa, we're older. Amalei midi bekashusa taliyamilsa. He says that's what it's dependent on. The lucha goes by who's older. The time of taliyamilsa. What do you mean? Of course not. It goes according to the logic and the reasoning. The time of my, and he says, and what's the reason? What's the reason that you would pass in? Like you did, Zilagabid Rabbi Avin de Asbarta Niale. Go to Rav Avin, who that I explained it, beep turn the page. Kuf Mem Gimel. Vikarkesh Ba Reshe Be Midrasha. And he nodded his head, you know, to what we were saying over here. Says Bam Hodil Dvarai. He's masking to what I'm saying. So, Rav Avin was the first group, which is the older group. He said that he does get Ravo, saying that Rav Avin is masking to him when Ravo explained his reason, and Ravo suggested Rav Yirmiyah speak to Rav Avin regarding what logic allowed him to go and get rid of the first opinion and maybe agreed with Rav Yirmiyah. So Azalagabe, Rav Yirmiyah went to Rav Avin. Amar le, ilu amar le, kine, kechamor, mikana. Rav Avin said to him, if the father would have said to the older son, acquire like the donkey, right? Would the son acquire anything? Would he do anything? Of course not. Says Rishpam Kemo Chamor Lokana Kainhu Lokana. This too also Kainhu Lokana Hachanami. Just like the Chamor is not going to. He's not going to Hachanami. Keichid the Banim Asidim Levavolam. Just like the ones that are going to be in the future. Lokai the Kana that Kana Iunami Lokana. He's not going to be Kona either. He shouldn't be getting anything. Now the Gemara is going to go into this whole case here, and probably we'll pick up next time with moving it back a drop and then moving it forward a little bit. For now, we're going to cut it in the middle of the sugya. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.